On to the other big story, don't we all look like fools for getting so carried away with the Brett Favre stuff? I mean, my gosh, here we are, and yesterday, of course, late in the show, Pop, I know you sent me a text about 10 minutes before ESPN2 even had it, but Brett Favre, after all of this, after all these conversations and hourly debates on sports talk radio and sports pages across the country, does he need to be back? Does he deserve to come back? Should the Vikings welcome him? Oh, they're buying all these hotel rooms. Ed Werder claims this. Chris Morton. And it's all for naught. And it's all just another one of those situations to where if we just kind of sit back and wait, it eventually plays it out. Did he play us for the fools on this one?
Well, I would like to think that he did. And now the question is, well, what's going to happen when some team loses their starting quarterback
automatically?
And they don't feel their number two guy is worthy.
Who's
going to get that call? Who's going to call Brett Favre to see if he's interested in coming back and playing just a half a season and leading us into the playoffs? You know, it's going to happen. Interesting story with Bill Land yesterday. We were on the bus or going to the Cowboys Stadium, and he was telling me the story and some others about Ed Werder. He had dinner with Ed Werder the other night, and Ed said Brett Favre and his buddies, he said, it's just like being home with those guys. He said Brett was on an ATV and went out and was surveying his property and saw where a beaver had dammed up his water. I guess where the water wasn't getting to his pond. So he drove over into the other guy's, his neighbor's property to kill this beaver so the water would flow into his property, and the guy drove up in his ATV. Brett, what are you doing?
He said, I'm going to shoot this damn beaver. It's blocking up the water on my property. You got all the water, and I don't have any water. What are you going to do with that beaver? I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to kill it. He goes, what are you going to do with it then? I'm going to bury it. He goes, no, that's pretty good eating, man. Let me have that beaver after you shoot it.
Don, are you serious? Pop, can you eat beaver? Well, gosh, that's a horrible out of context. But is that considered to be a delectable meal or not?
From what I hear, it's pretty good.
Don, did you set me up for that one? I mean, was that teed up?
Did you make up that
whole story just in order to get that punchline?
I am on fire right now. It's so hot in here.
I think I dumped that last segment. I just looked down. I was going to say, I'll just, no, my delay's not on, so don't cuss today, guys.
It's
on me.
So, I mean, it was basically like just back at home with the boys, mm-hmm. pretty much. Mm-hmm. I really don't think that we got played on anything at all.